Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Currents issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
One man's army of streaming bots reveals a whole industry's problem. A rare case in Danish court shows how automated clicks and fake accounts can earn hundreds of thousands of dollars on Apple Music and Spotify. Experts say it's the tip of the iceberg. By Morgan Meeker. A man in Denmark was sentenced to 18 months in prison in March for using fake accounts to trick music streaming services into paying him 2 million Danish kroner, $290,000 in royalties. The unusual case reveals a weak spot in the business model behind the world's biggest music platforms. The 53-year-old consultant who had pleaded not guilty was convicted of data fraud and copyright infringement after using bots to listen to his own music through fake profiles on both Spotify and Apple Music, collecting royalties in the process. The data fraud took place between 2013 and 2019. Fake or artificial streams are a big problem for the streaming industry. Between 1 and 3 billion fake streams took place on popular music platforms in 2021, according to a study by France's National Music Center. Fake streams are a problem, according to the music industry, because they divert royalty payments away from real artists and pollute streaming platforms' data. This is an example of a problem that's becoming a liability within the music industry, says Rasmus Rex Petersen, an associate professor in communication at Roskilde University in Denmark, who researches music streaming. The streaming services have had several years to develop tools to combat this type of fraud, and apparently they haven't been doing a very good job. There are still services advertising sales of fake streams, he adds. In February, a court in the Danish city of Aarhus heard how the man, whose name was withheld, was accused of using bots to generate a suspiciously high number of plays on 689 tracks, which he had registered as his own music. In 1 week, 244 music tracks were listened to 5.5 million times, with 20 accounts responsible for the majority of the streams. The defendant had previously argued these playbacks were linked to his job in the music industry. He plans to appeal, his lawyer, Henrik Garlick Jensen, told Wired. The man created software that played the music automatically, claims Maria Friedenslund, CEO of the Danish Rights Alliance, which protects copyright on the internet, and first reported the case to the police. So we didn't really listen to the music. No one really listened to the music. According to the Danish Rights Alliance, the defendant had 69 accounts with music streaming services, including 20 with Spotify alone. Due to his network of accounts, he was at one point the 46th highest earning musician in Denmark. While the defendant created much of the music himself, 37 tracks were altered versions of Danish folk music, where the tempo and pitch had been changed, adds Friedenslund, who attended court. Starting in 2016, Danish artists noticed altered versions of their tracks circulating on streaming platforms. They reported the suspicious activity to CODA, a Danish organization that collects and distributes fees for songwriters and composers when their music is played online. In an investigation, CODA uncovered how amounts paid to the consultant went from zero to substantial sums in a short time. CODA then reported the case to the Danish Rights Alliance, which investigates fraudulent behavior. It's not just immoral, but blatantly unfair to manipulate payments that should rightfully go to dedicated and hardworking music creators, says Jakob Hotel, legal chief at Coda. Court cases like the one in Denmark are rare, says Rex Peterson. Usually, when streaming services detect fake listeners, the companies block future payments, but stop short of pursuing legal action. This case, however, was detected by Danish musicians before it was flagged to industry groups, and it was eventually reported to the police. The convict and his company have, for many years, at the expense of other music artists and rights holders, received royalties that they should never have received. Amir Amirian, special prosecutor at Denmark's National Unit for Special Crimes, said in a statement, "The court confiscated 1 million Danish kroner from the man and another 1 million from the company he used to commit the crime," the NSK added. "We are pleased that the court has affirmed that streaming fraud is deeply criminal and serious," says Friedenslund. "It's a historic verdict that sends a strong signal about the severity of stream manipulation challenges." Both Spotify and Apple Music declined to answer Wired's questions about how much money the companies paid out to the man on trial. Manipulated streams are an industry-wide challenge, and Spotify is working hard to address this issue. Luke McKay, Spotify spokesperson, told Wired, declining to comment on the individual case. "When we identify stream manipulation, we take action that may include correcting stream counts, withholding royalties, and in some cases, removing content." In November 2023, Spotify introduced a new royalty system, which the company said was intended to combat artificial streaming. "Spotify invests heavily in detecting, preventing, and removing the royalty impact of artificial streaming," the company said at the time. Still, bad actors continue to attempt to steal money from the royalty pool that should be delivered to honest, hardworking artists. Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for more stories like this one, visit us at wired.com. Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.